Hello and welcome to our program. Today we continue in the story of Noah. We'll be looking in Genesis chapter 6, beginning at verse number 8. As we look at the story of Noah, we see he was living in a very wicked day, much like the day in which we are living in. But the first time you find anything about the grace of God, you find it in this story. It says Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have
in spite of all the wickedness that was going on here in the first part of the book of Genesis, we find in Genesis 6, verse number 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God, and Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse number 15 says concerning us that we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that Paul said that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Well, back in Genesis 6, verse 11, we read, the earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Three times, God says here, the earth was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted his way. Not only that, it says the earth was filled with violence. And again in verse 13, God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Well, God gave Noah some directions. He said in verse 14, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Now, he was to make it with gopher wood, not any other kind of wood, gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And a window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. Years ago, someone did some surveys concerning the size of that ark, and the ark would be about the space of 522 boxcars that would be carrying livestock years ago. One livestock car could hold about 240 sheep, and the ark, therefore, could hold about 125,000 sheep. Now, there's birds and there's smaller animals that they could rest in the rafters, and altogether, about 75,000 animals would need some floor space. Now, concerning sheep, if we consider them to be an average size of the animals that were in the ark, some were smaller, like maybe dogs and so on, others were larger. If we take sheep as the average, there would be plenty of space in the ark with lots of room left over for those who would be in the ark. Well, we read in verse number 22, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. That's my favorite verse in all of these verses here in this story. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. The age was an age of anarchy as far as the Christless population of the world was concerned. It was a day of apostasy as far as the Christian or the believer population of the world, those who claimed to be following God. You remember we read that they called upon the name of the Lord and the flood came and destroyed them all. They weren't true believers. They were living in an age of apostasy. The world today, we're living in the unsaved world, anarchy. The so-called Christian world of today, apostasy. The perversion of the Christless population was rampant, and the perversion of the so-called Christian or the believer's population was, as we said, apostate. Well, Galatians chapter 1 and 7 tells us the same problem prevails today among the so-called Christians of today, because the Bible says in Galatians 1 and 7, there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. We are living in an age now when after 2,000 years, some years back here, Jack Hiles and Curtis Hudson and the Sword of the Lord, supposedly solid, fundamental, independent Baptist men, they perverted the gospel of Christ when they came out with their trash that says you don't need to repent. Well, they're just saying Jesus doesn't have a clue what he's talking about, because Jesus said, I tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And so much of what we call fundamentalism today, we have a Christian so-called population where they are living under the guise of a perverted gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're no more saved by praying a prayer than a Catholic is saved or a cult is saved. You call yourself a Baptist, doesn't make any difference. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We're living in an age of anarchy in the world, apostasy amongst Christians, perversion in the world, perversion in Christianity. And so we have the final expression of the perversion of man in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, and we have the final expression of the patience of God in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 3. Well, Noah was commissioned. That is, a commission is an order to do something, a work that is to be produced. God commissioned Noah, and we read that Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Why did he do that? Because he was committed. He was dedicated and loyal to the cause of Christ, and he was compliant, that is, he obeyed the rules to the desirable degree of the one who gave the rules. Again we read, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Well, we're living in an age that's just exactly the same as it was in the days of Noah. And Jesus says, when it gets like that, I am coming back again. You can rely on the Word of God. The Bible stands.
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands over hills, they tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible